Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
You know I love you because I give you a hot water bottle.
Yeah.
I know you love me because you brought in a book and a juice.
Yeah, a stolen juice from your canteen.
Love
your canteen, by the way.
It's nice, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. Of course, you work in radio on a daily basis.
I do.
So, yeah, you know, like we share similar kind of lifestyles. Obviously, you get up even earlier than I do because you're doing breakfast.
It's offensive, yeah.
What time is the alarm?
Classic hits. Well, so what I sometimes do is sometimes we pre-record 6 to 6:30.
Well, that's clever.
Yeah. So my alarm goes off at like 5:45. 5:45.
Hang on.
And I jump out of bed like I've been shot in the face.
I start at 9 on the radio and my alarm goes off at 5:41.
Dad, why are you trying to get me fired?
Just saying.
My boss is
listening.
I'm
so dedicated.
What time do you get in, you little nerd?
Yeah, I'm a total nerd. I'm in here like well before 7.
Yeah, but that's just to beat the traffic. What?
Yeah.
Why?
Honestly, I mean, because
I
like to come in. I do call, I'll tell you. He comes
in. Why?
I just like to get in, get settled, get a cup of tea, I'm just that guy.
Oh my
God. I'm literally a nerd and a lick and all those things.
Yeah, you're total lick.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I arrive into studio literally hoping that nobody died overnight.
Because you're not prepared.
I'm not prepared. I'm drawing my eyebrows in at the traffic lights.
But I'm not really surprised, Lucy, because I don't know many people who do as many things as you do. And that is not just me saying that. Like, it's genuinely true, right?
Do you think I'm like Rebecca Rabbits? You know Rebecca Rabbits?
Yes, aren't I? I'm Peppa Pig.
Isn't it Rebecca Rabbit's auntie that just does everything?
Constantly
doing
something.
She's a helicopter.
Miss Rabbit, yeah.
Miss Rabbit.
She's the helicopter pilot. She's the air pilot.
I am Miss Rabbit.
Some kind of a bus driver.
Yeah.
If you're going to go snorkeling in Peppa Pig, you guarantee that your instructor will be Miss Rabbit.
Obviously.
But tell me,
Miss Rabbit.
We are now on the fifth Friendship Fairies book.
No, it doesn't seem that long ago, and I think I was in with you.
You were in with
first.
Us. The very first one you were in with us, yeah.
Dave,
yeah.
That's 5 years ago.
I know, that's crazy.
Like, it's really freaky.
I'll tell you how crazy it is.
Go on.
Because your youngest is Jess.
Yeah.
She was in here as a baby.
I know. I'd almost just birthed her.
What
I
age
feel.
Is she now?
She is nearly 7.
You see. Come
no,
on.
I actually can't cope with the whole aging process.
I know.
It
happens.
I hate the fact that I can no longer breastfeed her.
Because she's 6. Yeah, she, 7.
Yeah, yeah, she's really 7.
You probably could, but
I
she
miss
probably
a baby in my
like
life.
Yeah,
no, I don't
I
think she'd like it at all. No one would enjoy it.
But listen, we're on to book 5. The Friendship Fairies Save Christmas.
Yes, this is a special one. I always wanted to do
I was
a
just
going to
ask
book.
You, I'm surprised it's taken this long for there to be a Christmas. Because the fairies are so amazing. The
and
characters
so
are so they're so kind.
Yeah.
And finally, they're getting to save Christmas.
They are. We just kind of thought it was the right time. Like, it's like anything, truthfully. Like, I always said, oh, I'd love to write a children's book. I'd love to lose weight. I'd love to stop smoking. I'd love to, you know, I made all these ridiculous New Year's resolutions 10 years ago. And I did manage to kick the ciggies, but I did nothing else.
Right.
And then eventually I went, no, I'm going to stop talking about it. I'm going to write a children's book. But did I think I'd be 5 books on?
Yeah.
Ever? Truthfully, no.
No.
I didn't, but for whatever reason, I think
does.
It was a niche in the market and I just tapped in at the right time.
You did, because it sits wonderfully in a gap, I think, in the market where there are kids of a certain age who love reading.
Yeah.
But they're still kids.
Totally.
Isn't that it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
and
how
you can
I
have a very young 10-year-old.
Yes.
And I love all of that and I embrace all of that. And as I always say, you know, if there's a child who's listening, say to us now, who's worried or sad or is having problems in school or problems at home or whatever, that everybody has a little fairy to look after them at all times.
Exactly.
It's very important to believe.
It is.
I believe.
Absolutely believe. The Friendship Fairy Saved Christmas, Lucy Kennedy's book, illustrated again by the brilliant Philip Cullen. Gorgeous.
He's great. He's such a good guy. Such a good guy.
That is out.
Yes.
That is there. You're also working with Specsavers on more writing.
Yeah. So basically, I'm working with Specsavers. I am launching have this like competition for young children. This is for under 14s, if anybody's interested, which is very exciting. It's an opportunity to win a great prize, which I can't really tell you too much about.
Okay, that's fair.
But I'm working with Specsavers, launching this this short story competition for children. Check them out, specsavers.ie, for more information. But if you're into writing, and obviously I will always encourage children to write, children to read. If you're into writing, go to specsavers.ie. You can write a short story. You can win a great prize for your school.
And I will absolutely say the most on-brand thing I've ever seen is that as Lucy began to talk about Specsavers, naturally reached for her Specsavers glasses and put them on.
I know.
Like
you can't write this.
You can't.
You can't write this. Like, I actually go to Specsavers and I'm working for them.
Is there a date? You said, did you say a date there, a closing date or something like that? Or is there just go to the website and have a look?
Go to the website and have a look. I think the book awards, which Specsavers sponsored, the senior and junior children's book section, that's on the 23rd of November. But go to Specsavers and get writing now. And I am, my handle on Instagram is, I think it's Kennedy Lucy. So if any mums out there, because I know obviously under 14s don't have access or shouldn't to social media.
Shouldn't, but
if any mums would like me or dads would like me to help their children, please feel free to send me a message. I will help anybody that wants to write a book.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. I know how hard it is.
Brilliant.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.